let's talk about these puppies for a minute. Just admit it, you've got one. It's just been sitting on the shelf for how many years?
Ah, yes.
So if you're like me, it's gotten a little out of date. Let's talk about some fresh new approaches that maybe you haven't thought to try before.
I have!
Idea number one, a digital photo journal. Now these work great if you've got a cell phone, a digital camera, or just a webcam.
Awesome. I want to keep a journal.
Now, of course, you don't want to just take a photo and leave it there. You're going to want to stick it in your journal. But you could do that like once a week. Get all your photos from the week and label them. And a little hint, you do want to label them because you will forget who your kids are. Ferdinand, Janice, Fred, Bert, George, Bertie, Jane, Squeaker. Actually, the pictures of them when they're small may start looking the same after a few kids. And it gets a little tough seeing the little grains of the blanket and saying, oh, that thing has to be only 2 years old because I remember there was a stain there after Bobby was born. Idea number two, audio journal. Now, it's okay to admit that you don't like to hear your own voice. That's okay. You don't have to read your own journal either. You just gotta keep it. So if you just record them, keep them in a folder, make sure to back them up, maybe email them to yourself. Today is February 30th, 2011. Bertie collected all the aluminum cans in the house and made them into a car. Somehow. So we sold our car to a guy down the street for like $300. And I think we got a pretty good deal out of it because that thing hasn't run in like 4 years. You don't have to go back and listen. Just save it, and it'll stay there for posterity to discover in 400 years. Just don't post it on Facebook, especially if you're friends with the people who bought your car. Idea number three! Try writing your journal in a memoir format. A memoir is basically a real-life novel. Bertie glanced auspiciously at George.
Give me that toy,
George said. Bertie flinched.
This is my toy!
Idea number four, do a drawing or painting journal. Now, it doesn't have to be good. Just do something that represents what happened that day. Idea number five, copy your blog into your journal. Now, this works especially well if you keep your journal on the computer, which I highly recommend if you like using the computer at all. Because there's always news articles, Facebook comments, message boards, and 500 other things that could be great in a journal.
Idea number six,
video journal! Now you can do this with your phone, with your computer. If you have a camcorder, you can use that. And it's kind of like the audio journal. You just kind of sit there and talk. And don't worry about having to look at your ugly mug because you don't have to watch the videos afterward. Unless you really look amazing and want to. Idea number seven! Write a poem, limerick, or haiku about what happened today. Now you know what a poem is, and you can Google haiku because I don't really want to explain it. But a limerick is like this. There once was a munchkin named Toodles, who loved to eat cheese by the oodles. So for lunch took a branch that was covered in ranch, making cheese-covered ranch wood with noodles. Number eight! Now most of you probably don't know what isms are, but if you follow my Facebook page, you'll see that I'm always posting Hathaway-isms. Little funny things that the kids say, or that me and Jenny say. Because let's face it, kids say the darndest things. And you know what? Adults do too! Number nine! Scrapbooking! And that's all I have to say about scrapbooking. You know how to do it. Number 10! If you want to be a little more traditional, but add a little spice to what you write, don't stop at talking about what you did. Talk about something that you read, or watched, or listened to. And that's all I have the brains for today. Again, I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, but Who Came Up with Dating? A humorous guide to help you succeed at dating. And Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Join us again next week for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome!